And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, The Danger of Slipping Away. I shall read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the beginning of a new month, a new season, a new opportunity to serve Christ. We thank Thee for the blessed privilege of voicing the gospel by this means of radio. And it would be our prayer that everyone who listens today would be blessed. Especially would we ask for those who are unsaved, that they might come to a saving knowledge of Christ. For those who need a special word of encouragement. For those who are despondent. For those who are sick and shut in. For those who are in trouble and who are facing crises moments in their lives, may the Holy Spirit direct this message to their hearts today, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? The danger of slipping away. As we travel down the highways of America, we often see warning signs, and we react immediately. Well, life is a journey, and as we go through the journey of life, down the highway of living, there are likewise signs of warning. I believe my text is a warning sign. Listen again to these words. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, this is a warning to you listening to this broadcast today. Let us observe three phrases out of this warning sign that I believe will help you as you go along life's pathway. Out of verse 1, the phrase, things which we have heard. Also out of verse 1, the words, let them slip. And out of verse 3, how shall we escape? Now let's reverse the order and put them all together. How shall we escape if we slip away from the things which we have heard? I have a question to begin the message. What are some of the things which we have heard? Samuel Johnson once said, and I quote, "Men do not need to learn something new nearly as much as they need to be reminded of what they already know." And how true it is. I bring no new gospel to you today. I have no new doctrine, no new revelation. I have the story of the Bible, the old, old story of redeeming grace. And I remind you of some of the things that we have heard. We have heard that there is a God, and that He is creator and judge of the universe. The Bible says in the very first book, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And in the last book, the Bible declares that all sinners shall stand before God at the great judgment day. This we have heard. We have also heard that God has a Son. His name is Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. He is our Master. He is our Savior. He's the only Redeemer of mankind. We have furthermore heard the blessed old story of redeeming grace, how that Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, making the supreme sacrifice, bearing our sins in His own body on the tree. We have heard how that He was buried. We have heard how that on the morning of the third day, He was raised again triumphantly over sin, death, hell, and the grave. This is our victorious Christ. And these are the things we've heard about Him. We have heard that there is only one way to have eternal life, and that is by faith in Jesus Christ. We have heard that a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. It doesn't matter how much money you have today. This isn't eternal life. Happiness is not brought about by silver and gold and material things. Happiness is brought about by peace of God in your heart through your faith in Jesus Christ. We have also heard that there is a place called hell for all those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is a place called heaven for all those who receive Him as their own personal Savior. These are the things we have heard, and we should give earnest heed to them. We should consider them prayerfully. We should consider them carefully. We should write these things on the walls of our hearts, things that we should never slip away from. Question number two, what are some of the things that we should not slip away from? First of all, we should not slip away from the foundation upon which we are built. The psalmist asked the question, if the foundations be destroyed, how shall the righteous stand? The apostle Paul said that other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are built upon Christ. We are not standing upon the sands of idealism or the sands of materialism. We have built upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the solid rock. And this is the only sure and steadfast and safe foundation upon which a man can build his life. What is the foundation of your life? If it's materialism, it will decay. If it is philosophy, it will lose its punch. If it is built upon the ideals and ideas of humanism, these too will pass away. The only firm foundation for you to build your life upon today is the Word of God and the Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. We should never slip away from that foundation. Then I say to you that we should not slip away from the purpose for which we exist. God has a purpose for every human being. There's a purpose in your life. There's a purpose in your being what you are and where you are today. The purpose for the life of the Christian is to glorify God, to exalt Christ, and to evangelize the world. This is the ultimate purpose for which God has created each of us, and we should not slip away from it. We should not slip away from the cause for which we stand. I believe the cause of Christ is the greatest cause in all the earth, and we should never find ourselves slipping away to something that's secondary, to something that's unimportant. We should not slip away from the great cause of winning lost souls to Christ. We should not slip away from the cause of worship and the cause of Bible study. We should be willing to give our lives for this greatest cause, the greatest on earth, the cause of Jesus Christ. Don't slip away from the cause for which you stand. Someone has said, he who stands for nothing falls for everything. And how true it is. You should make your stand today for Jesus Christ, for the Bible, and for the church, and you should never slip away from it. You should never slip away from the faith for which the fathers died. We have a rich heritage in this country. Our forefathers pioneered the way. They paid with sweat and blood and tears, and we should never slip away from that faith, the faith to which our forefathers clung all the days of their lives, the faith that they handed down to us, the wonderful things that we've had given us. We should never, but never slip away from them. And then we should never slip away from the book that provides the answer to the riddles of life. There are many deep, dark questions in life. When I want the questions to life, I do not turn to scientific formula. I do not turn to philosophical pronouncements. I do not turn to the ideas and reasoning of man. When I want the answer to the deep questions of life, I turn to the Word of God, the Bible, the Word of the living God, inspired, infallible, eternal, without error. This is the book of all books, and we should never turn away from this book to any other book of reasoning or speculation. This is the only book that never changes. The science books of 10 years ago are almost altogether obsolete. The Bible remains, after thousands of years, absolutely the truth, unchanged and unchangeable. If we slip away from these things, we are in imminent danger of drowning in the sea of confusion and being buried in the graveyard of oblivion. We must not slip away from the things which we have heard. My final question, how shall we escape the consequences of slipping away? There is an inexorable law called the law of sowing and reaping. It is written in Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There are three principles in the law of sowing and reaping. One, you will reap exactly what you sow. Two, you will reap later than you sow. And three, you will reap more than you sow. No man has ever escaped the law of sowing and reaping. If we slip away from these basic truths of the faith, we must suffer the consequences. There is no escape. If you, as a Christian, neglect your duties and responsibilities to Christ and to the church, you must pay the penalty. I read in 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in our body, whether they be good or bad." I had rather have no time than to have 1,000 years only to spend them unwisely. I had rather have no money than to have $1,000,000 only to invest it foolishly. I had rather have no mind than to have a good brain only to use it for sinful purposes. I had rather have no hands than to have 2 good hands only to use them for purposes of destruction. I had rather have no feet than to have 2 feet only to walk in the paths of disobedience. I had rather have no eyes than to have 2 good eyes only to use them for lustful purposes. I had rather have no ears than to have 2 ears only to use them as garbage heaps. One day I know that you and I as Christians must stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and you must give an account of how you use your time and your money and your mind and your hands and your feet and your eyes and your lips and your tongues. All of your body is the vessel of the Holy Spirit, and you must give an account of how you use it as a Christian. On the other hand, if you as a sinner neglect your soul's salvation, you must pay the penalty. The Bible declares in Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." In Ezekiel 18:20 we read, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." And in the book of the Revelation, chapter 20, at verse 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." I believe this. It is better for you never to hear the Word of God than to hear it and not believe it. It is better for you never to have a Bible than to have a Bible and never read it. It is better for you never to taste if you fail to drink of the cup of salvation. I'm speaking to some right now who have slipped away from the church, and you've slipped away from the Lord, and you've slipped away from the Bible, and you've slipped away from your original place with Christ. I beseech you now, come back to God. Return to the church. Make the Bible again the number one book of your life. And in the words of my text, take heed. Take the more earnest heed to the things you've heard today on this broadcast. And if you're out of touch and out of fellowship with Christ and the church, come today and get that fellowship restored. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, You should bow right now and confess your sins. Pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. And remember, there is an awesome danger in slipping away from the things you have heard. I have a footnote and then I'm through. There is no time like the present time to move back to the things you've slipped away from. You should come right now on your knees by faith, asking God's forgiveness and returning to those things from which you've slipped away. And may God bless you as you do it. And I trust that you'll write us this week and let us know about it. And don't forget, if you write in September, we will send to you, free and postage paid, a copy of the book entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Don't forget, we'll be looking forward to seeing you today in the Sunday school and in the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to...